very lazy day, probably the laziest day for a very long time, so I'm very happy, I'm relaxed.
Was it your last day at work?
That was yesterday. Yesterday was my last day at work. Today I woke up and I was like, woohoo! Yeah, and I went to the park today and I've been preparing some stuff on my computer to get ready for the new year, for the free life. And what about yourself? I know that your friend is in Russia visiting you. So how are you guys spending time together?
There is a lot of snow, which I think he's happy about because there is no snow in Paris. I'm very tired because of walking through this huge piles of snow. He doesn't want to go just through normal streets. No, he wants to go through the snow. Because where else he would experience it?
How do you guys communicate? Do you speak French or English?
We speak in a mixture of French and English. There are some difficult subjects. We have to just switch to English because for me it's a bit difficult to express some of my thoughts in French. But just general stuff is almost always in French.
So dear listeners, Florian, Alanis and hopefully my friend, will be in our online studio next weekend. We will interview him and hopefully you will get to know him as well.
Yes.
And I will get to know him as well.
Actually, I wanted to tell a story. I just realized that I was probably one of the first who came up with the idea of recording conversations and letting people listen to them. You can say that podcasting is in my blood. You remember I told you about my friend Elena? She and I rescued a homeless drunk one beautiful starry winter night.
I remember that, of course.
We have been friends since we remember ourselves. She used to scare me actually with a Satan. At our house, we didn't have any radio. I used to visit her. She still actually lives two stories below my apartment. And we listened to the radio. Then we came up with a brilliant idea to record on cassettes our crazy conversation and put some cool music like real DJs. We even made covers for these cassettes. And then we gave those cassettes to our schoolmates. Next time we know, everyone wanted to listen to them. There was actually a queue.
Oh, really? So you were popular.
And I couldn't understand why. Why would anyone want to listen to that kind of madness? It was really crazy. There was nothing to it, for example, like we do right now with our podcast. No, it was just some blabbering of two teenagers and just music.
I guess I'm also quite obsessed with recording everything and everybody. And on my iPhone, I have plenty of conversations recorded since that recorder application was released. But actually, I don't dare to upload these conversations on the web because my friends don't know that they've been recorded. But these conversations were so, you know, so sincere, so spiritually interesting. So I just couldn't help it. I recorded them. And then sometimes when I feel like releasing some kind of, not a podcast, maybe just one episode program about people's feelings or people's secrets, something like that, and just, you know, randomly selecting some episodes out of my recordings, I think that could be an interesting idea without any names, of course, and without any situations, just random episodes of people's lives. That can be probably something interesting, but I haven't dared to do that so far. They are real people, there are real names, and it's just something that I think is interesting. Because when you know that you are on TV or when someone is recording the, you, then you probably start wearing a mask.
Or yes, I agree with you.
You start acting, you know, for public.
Unnaturally.
Yeah, you're not natural. But when you don't know, when you're unaware of that, then that probably is the best thing.
The same actually with photography. When people don't know that they are being photographed, they are natural. And it's a great, usually very good photos. I am interested in photographs. And I talk to a lot of people who do that professionally. They agree that during these photo sessions, most of them are very unnatural. Of course, they are beautiful, but it's not natural.
I absolutely agree with you, but this is the problem. How can you take a picture of someone without being noticed?
Maybe that's what makes a great photographer.
Exactly.
Then.
And I guess the same idea is very suitable for writing. I've always been interested in diaries, in writing what is going on, what is happening. And I've noticed since my early childhood, I've been writing things. And I've noticed that unconsciously, I'm writing and I'm thinking that someone is going to read it. Although I don't want anyone to read my crazy thoughts. I never intended to write anything for future reading, but unconsciously my thoughts, my craziest thoughts undergo some kind of transition and they are not my thoughts anymore. Mm-hmm. They have been censored somehow. And I've been practicing for a long time to get rid of this feeling that someone's going to read them. And finally, when I think I succeeded, I stopped writing because I started reading that and I was like, oh my God, well, no one's going to read that. So, I guess, yeah.
like creepy Santa Clauses. We give you a candy, tell you to go with us because we've got some more at our place, and lead you to the chasm of nonsense. And when you realize your mistake is already too late and there's no way out. With this, I'm saying welcome. Any emotional traumas you may experience during this podcast are self-inflicted and cannot be viewed as our responsibility. She is a Stallone to my Rambo, Kate Winslet to my Titanic, Anthony Hopkins to my Dr. Lecter. She puts fun into dysfunctional, the impress of unintentional comedy, the smart and beautiful Asia.
Wow, thank you. I really appreciated that you mentioned the Titanic. You know, that's my favorite movie, Titanic.
Yeah,
and Kate Winslet is the best. Wow.
And from Nabережные Челны, with Toyka Mas in my hands and a Tubitaker on my head, Ландыш.
I should start doing that as well. I mean, the introduction part. I think I can introduce you.
Recently on Facebook, one of our friends, Matthias, posted on my wall and he said that he suddenly realized that my name means Lily of the Valley, Mein Glöckchen in German. So I just looked through different languages to see what other translations are there. So in English, it is Lily of the Valley. In German,
it's too long. Hey, Lily, can I talk to Lily on the Valley, please? Maybe I can shorten that, like for Lily Val.
Maybe that sounds
can
nice.
Can I talk to Lily Val?
So I like the German version. It's Mein Glöckchen. Mein Glöckchen.
Mein Glöckchen.
Yeah.
Hey, Mein Glöckchen, hello! This is the most ridiculous name, I would say. Hey, Mein Glöckchen! Outrageous!
In Spanish, it is Lirio de los Valles.
Lirio de los Valles. I haven't seen you for ages.
In French, it is Muge.
Muge? Sounds like Turkish. Hey, Muge.
In Italian, it is either Mughetto.
Mughetto! Where is your spaghetto?
I know that it's pronounced Giglio delle Valli, but it's written like Giglio delle Valli. In Latvian, it is Mai Pukite.
Mai Pukite. And I like that.
In Estonia, it is Mai Keluke. And in Kalmyk, Honseng.
Honseng. Honseng.
I prefer Mai Glöckchen.
Mai Glöckchen. Okay, Mai Glöckchen. I know that my name in Arabian means, I was explained that in Egypt. When Muhammad was preaching Islam, there were people who were not believers at that time yet. When the first Muslim people tried to convert them into Islam, they preached so hard, but nothing helped. People didn't want to believe. And that was Asia. When you try something very hard, but it doesn't help, it's called Asia. It's like, boo. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, dumber, Asia. So, yeah. I guess when I was born, that was the first thought of my dad. And so he started like, Asia, bummer. And yeah. Mike Lukin, beginner, okay. Yeah.
Flamboyant Silvio Berlusconi will run to become Prime Minister of Italy for the fourth time. The man is indestructible. Will this be a resurrection of that ridiculously tanned gent with such a great amount of plastic surgery that even Cher would consider it a mistake? A politician whose hands, head and probably some other members of his body are deep in sex scandals, who is accused of soliciting minors for sex as well as for corruption, crazy water pool sex parties and much, much more. Mario Monti is like a strict teacher. Nobody wants him in Italy. What they want throughout these years was the return of the king, because he gives them what they want, a great show. Even when Vladimir Putin and Berlusconi get together, it's a sight to behold. And if Lukashenko joins them, it's like a boom. I think that we are lucky to live at this time when Silvio is around.
Happy New Year, dear listeners, and yes. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we have some news on Christmas. In South Korea, Christmas is a more romantic day for couples than a religious celebration. So to help Korean singles feel less lonely, organizers set up a series of mass blind dates across the country on Christmas Eve. They had the men stand on the one side of the park and women on the other. Then the two sides converged. The crowd shouts kiss at a young man and woman who seem to have hit it off.
I like this idea very much.
I think that this is a lot of pressure, probably.
I think this is a lot of fun. Well, yes. I like the idea.
The idea is great, yeah.
There are so many lonely people. There are so many people who feel lonely at Christmas holidays. So the idea is just to have fun.
I don't know about you, but I think that the age of the internet and computers played a great role in our lives. It's difficult to find any boyfriend who I would be interested in, for example, in my city, because most of them who are interested interesting, who are clever and nice, they're usually at home sitting in front of their computers and probably listening to this podcast. But
I know what you're aiming at.
You can't find anyone who is at least, I don't know, well-educated, who is interesting to talk to. I'm sure that it's different probably in other cities. But here, it's a big problem. All you can find is some man with a bottle of beer who's spitting on the street and who's saying some curse words.
I think you have very high standards. Describe your perfect partner. Does he have to be highly educated?
Yes, I think so.
Does he have to have a diploma? Okay.
Yeah, sure. I think that he has to be educated. I would never date anyone who doesn't speak English.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Like, as long as he has some kind of intention.
So motivation.
Motivation to learn it.
So your potential candidate must be motivated to learn English.
Correct. I think that he has to be a gentleman because I'm very old-fashioned. It is basics of etiquette.
What if he's not a vegetarian?
He will have to cook for himself.
I thought you were going to say he will have to become one.
No, I don't advocate it. I don't want every person to be vegetarian or eating just like me.
Okay.
There are a lot of criteria. I can't tell you. He has to be very tolerant with me because I'm a crazy person. It's very difficult to live with me, to be with me even in one room.
I guess with me it's a lot easier, but I haven't succeeded so far. Education is very important. It's not important for me which diploma, which degree, but I guess when you talk to someone who hasn't gone to college or university, you just instantly feel the difference between you two.
Yeah.
So I just figured out that it's just a waste of time trying to...
I can disagree with you. There are some great, intelligent people who don't have any diploma.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's not important for me. I have a friend. His name is Nikita. He's from Moscow. He has never gone to college. He just finished school. That's it. But he's probably one of the most intelligent and educated people I've ever met, simply because he has his own attitude on a lot of things. General intelligence or education do matter for me. It's not important for me whether this guy speaks English or doesn't speak English. It's not important. I'm quite flexible in that. But I think another very important criterion is for him to be successful in life. Money is not important, of course, but as a woman, I do want to have some potential possibility to have a successful husband. I know a lot of people, and a lot of very talented musicians who are not famous, but who plan to become famous. I know one guy, he's from St. Petersburg, and he's actually a very talented drummer. He moved to St. Petersburg a couple of years ago. He plays drums in some band, which is not very famous and not very successful. He works part-time in some kind of a restaurant. His mom helps him with money.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like 26 years old, but his mom sends him money, which is ridiculous. But, you know, he's talented. He's a musician. Mm-hmm. He needs time to become famous. I do prefer people who are not talented, but who live in reality, rather than people who are probably talented, but they're like, especially, I'm talking about men, right? Who are probably talented, but they're like, but I mean, men should remain men.
Have you ever been on a blind date?
I have several times. They were disasters, honestly. The most horrible blind date was a couple of years ago. I got a message on ICQ from a guy from Nabrezhny Chelny. He said, hey, let's go on a date. And I was like, okay, let's go on a date. So before that, we chatted for a while and he seemed quite intelligent and an interesting person to talk to. So we met. The surprising thing was that he didn't invite me to a restaurant or to a cafe. We met in a park and he said, okay, now let's go to shop. We'll buy some wine. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. So we went into the shop. I was thinking he would get a bottle of wine, you know. But instead of that, he got the cheapest packet of wine. When you don't have enough money, you buy this packet of wine, which is even not wine.
Isabella.
Something like that. He went and got these plastic glasses, these plastic cups. And I was like, so let's go. And
oh, that's so sophisticated.
Yes. And I was like, hey. But I was hoping that he's an interesting person to talk to. So I said nothing. Mm-hmm. So we went and sat on a bench. Very Russian, you know, Russian style.
Yeah.
We sat on a bench and started talking, and I was just listening to him. And still, he sounded very interesting. He talked about philosophy. He talked about his life. His speech was very intelligent, no foul language, nothing of the kind. And I was like, okay, maybe he just likes this kind of wine. I mean, Asya, what's your problem? Just, it's okay. I mean, half of Russia drinks this wine. And then he saw me off, and a couple of days later, he called me again and invited me to a restaurant. And I said, yeah, sure. Okay. And I thought to myself, well, see, he's getting better. I got dressed. The restaurant was not far from my home, but still I expected him to come and pick me up or at least rent a taxi, something like that. Mm. Instead of that, he said, okay, meet me in the tram train. And I was like, oh. And I said, I mean, you can't imagine that, but I said, okay. I said, oh, what's wrong with you, Asia? People meet in trams. That's like 21st century. Let's go. So we met in a tram train. Then we went to a restaurant. The first thing he did when we actually entered the restaurant, he came to a server and asked for a menu. Then he saw the menu and he said, wow, so expensive. Asia, we are not going to stay here. And so that was the last straw. I was like, okay, I gotta go home. If you invite a girl somewhere, then you should not look at the price, or at least do not make it that obvious.
Yes.
If you can't afford having a girlfriend, then what's the point of inviting her? This is what I couldn't understand. I can understand that people do have money problems. I'm not expecting to find a millionaire for myself. At least if you think of having a date, well, go and borrow some money then, mm-hmm. but do not look like you're a fool.
I hate men who are cheap, men who speak about money all the time.
And what I hated about that guy was that he talked about money all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He said that his life is so miserable, he works in a factory, he earns so little, and Asia, you're so happy, you're so lucky, you don't have to think about money, how can I find a job just like you? And I was like, oh my god. Mm-hmm. So that was so petty, so miserable. I just don't really understand that. I mean, I'm not money oriented, to some extent I am, but it's not my goal in life. I just don't like when people talk about that all the time. I will tell you a story. I don't know if my friend is going to listen to us. I have a friend. I'm not going to tell her name. She recently received a message from some American guy. That guy said, okay, let's meet each other. My name is blah, blah, blah. So they started chatting. That guy seemed very interesting and very intelligent. My friend slowly got fascinated with him. And then she started browsing his Facebook page and she saw the pictures of our mutual another friend. And she's like, Asia, that guy from America knows our friend. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't believe that. So she showed me some pictures. And I was like, oh my god. So what happened was that guy was dating a Russian girl of our circle of friends. And then they broke up. That girl went to Russia. And that guy, I guess, deliberately was looking for a girlfriend from Naberezhny Chelny. And and he sent a message to my friend. And he's like, I can't believe you know her. I can't believe you know my ex-girlfriend. So, and then they continued chatting, although the truth came out. And my friend says that he's actually very uncontrollable. He seems to be very unhappy. He still hasn't overcome the breakup. But at the same time, he's very persistent and very aggressive.
Religious police stormed a house in the Saudi Arabian province of Al Jauf, detaining more than 41 guests for plotting to celebrate Christmas. The host of the alleged Christmas gathering is reported to be an Asian diplomat whose guests included 41 Christians, as well as two Saudi Arabian and Egyptian Muslims. The guests were said to have been referred to the respective authorities. It is unclear whether or not they have been released since. I like this plotting to celebrate Christmas.
So do you actually agree that Christianity is a kind of a foreign interference?
I read in the news that in Japan there is a huge demand for priests because Christianity, it's more like a trend. For example, weddings with a priest, mm-hmm. white dress, wearing crosses.
I guess it is inevitable with this Europeization, Americanization. Christianity is a very integral part of this culture. Maybe not the essence of Christianity, but all these traditions that go together with Christianity, and it's just inevitable. I mean, this kind of invasion.
Nerd news. News from the fairyland of...
I like everything that has something to do with zombies.
Oh, yes, zombies. Actually, continuing the topic of zombies. Britain is well prepared to fight apocalyptic zombie invasion. Detail about the authorities' surprising level of readiness for a zombie onslaught emerged in a response to an inquiry from a member of the public. The MOD replied, in the event of an apocalyptic incident, that is, zombies, any plans to rebuild and return England to its pre-attack glory would be led by the Cabinet Office, and thus any pre-planning activity would also take place there. Last year...
Listen, do you think they are serious?
Well, they have to answer somehow to this inquiry.
Is it kind of a sarcasm? Is it kind of a...
Maybe. It sounds like a sarcasm.
Like for real. Like they are preparing for the apocalyptic zombie invasion. We need to ask our president, what kind of plan does the Russian government have?
We do have those talks with Putin. We have to ask him this question.
Because, I mean, they have to have some kind of a plan. They can't do... You know, if I ask them, like, hey, what happens if zombies come? I mean, Americans are prepared, do have these zombie kits. English people are actually thinking about this zombie invasion. And we Russian people, what are we thinking about?
Leicester City Council was forced to admit that it had no specific preparations for dealing with the zombie invasion, although the local authorities stressed that certain aspects of its emergency plan would apply to any disaster. Bristol City Council went rather further when asked what it would do in the event of undead rampage through the West County. A senior official replied with a copy of a top-secret internal strategy document setting out how the council would respond to a zombie pandemic. Staff were told to listen out for code words in radio and television broadcasts to warn them that an attack was underway and given health and safety advice on the correct way to kill zombies.
Do you believe in zombies?
I do.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And who are zombies? I mean, are they like dead people who
walk around and
eat your brains? Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
I need to get prepared.
We have to get this zombie kit.
We have to. I mean, it's quite expensive though. We have to save up.
Yeah, we have to save up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And dear listeners, we will share the link with you on the zombie kit.
Get prepared. Be warned. Zombies are coming. The zombie apocalypse is inevitable.
Zombie apocalypse.
Tunes that stick in our heads. Scientists use a range of terms to describe this experience. Stuck song syndrome, sticky music, cognitive itch.
I like that. Itch. Yeah.
But
it's about me.
The most common term was earworm.
Earworm.
So there are several triggers. First of all, you must be exposed to this song. Then you have to hear it probably repeatedly. And also, as it turns out, stress.
Should I be under stress?
That can be a trigger. Scientists think for most of human history, people memorize this kind of information through songs. The combination of rhythm, rhyme, and melody provides reinforcing cues that make songs easier to remember than words alone, which is quite an interesting thing because we do use it, for example, when we teach languages.
I've been thinking about these sticky songs. What I'm wondering is when these singers or performers or songwriters create this song, do they actually know that it's going to be a sticky song? Do they do it on purpose or it happens accidentally?
But you didn't have to cut me off. I don't know. Maybe they do it just to torture people.
So they think, let's do that. Let's make a sticky song.
Yeah, we must create a cognitive itch.
If it is a sticky song, but I can reproduce it, it's not a problem. I'll just walk around and sing that song. Even maybe in my head, maybe not out loud. But if I can't reproduce it for different reasons, maybe they sing it too quickly, or they sing it in another language that I don't know, or it's just not reproducible, then it's a problem. You have it in your head, you want to sing it, but you can't. This is very bad. This is the worst situation, because I like this singer, Bebe.
Spanish, right?
Spanish singer, yes. A couple of years ago, I was really crazy about her music. I listened to her in my car, on my phone, when I was at home. I had a lot of songs in my head, and I wanted to sing them, but I don't know Spanish. And I was just like, you know, inventing Spanish words to sing something. Yeah, I like that song since I was a very young child by the band called Rednecks. Cut Nigel. Where you go? No, Cut Nigel. Something like that. But anyway, they had another song called Wish You Were Here. Wish you were here. And I like that song very much, but in my head it was something like Wish You Are Who. Because, you know, I didn't know English, and I was singing to myself, Wish you are her. Well, that I didn't speak any English when I was a child, right? When we started learning subjunctive mood at university, and our teacher said, and so the construction, I wish you were blah, blah, blah. Even the song, Wish You Were Here. And then, when I was about 20 years old, I was like, oh, that's what my favorite song is all about. So it's not Wish You Are Who, it's Wish You Were Here.
My brother sent me a link on this video in YouTube. There were some misheard parts of songs all mixed in one. If you remember, there is a song which is called Staying Alive.
Yeah, yes, of course.
Ooh. But when you hear it, even for the English speakers, it sounds like Steak and a Knife. Ooh, 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 ooh. Steak and a Knife. There was a kicking a dancing queen. I don't know the actual lyrics, but yes, it was kicking a dancing queen.
And in Russian, the song by Viktor Цой, «Закрой за мной дверь, я мухожук». That was something that killed me. The most exciting part.
I think the most exciting thing that happened to us during this week was receiving two emails that were actually referring to some technical difficulties that we've been experiencing recently. And we are still experiencing them because Russian Podcasting website refuses to publish our podcast for no apparent reason. They say that we violated some sections of their contract.
Which is a complete bullshit.
Copyright infringement. I don't know. And no one answers us. They have time to delete... to block our podcast, but they don't have any time to reply our multiple emails. We just want to know what to do, how to change the situation. Do we have to change the music? Is it some kind of a problem with the music? Is there some kind of misunderstanding? Do they not speak English, perhaps? It's very strange.
I just think they are very bad people. They just don't like us. They're jerks.
Jerks. They're bastards.
Bastards.
And, I like the word douchebags.
I wanted to say douchebag, but I thought, okay, I need to be I need to be speaking good English, and I said jerks. I like douchebag more, actually.
Yeah, that's a very nice word. Yeah.
Hi, douchebag. Anyway, we are very excited that people listen to us. Probably they are Anne's friends, but I mean, we are still very excited that someone listens to our crazy talk.
The first one we received was from Yelena Naumova. There were some problems on our own website. So she said that at that time we had 5 episodes. She said that the episode 3 and 4 were the same. I quote, "And I can't hear the 3rd episode on your website. Something goes wrong. Just to inform you, I'd like to listen to the episode 3 too. Best regards, Yelena Naumova." I can understand that part where she speaks about some technical difficulties. But what I hear in my head is just, I want to listen to your episode.
Yes, yes.
Is this my podcast? Or I will kill you. I will destroy you. That's the only thing that I can hear. And that made me so happy. But I received the 2nd email. It was from Sergei. Sergei, if you're listening to us, I can tell you that right now you are probably my favorite man on the whole earth. We do appreciate the fact that you listen to us. He also said about problems on the Russian podcasting website. I'm going to read his email. "Hello and thank you for the response. I'm just a humble RPod lurker. While usually I stop listening to most podcasts after a minute or two, yours caught my interest lately and now I listened through the whole thing. What I can say is you girls rule. Don't worry. You have an audience, although I think there should be more one of these days. Just because it's very interesting, the fact that he says we rule... That's a big compliment, actually. Thank you very much.
And I would also like to officially announce the start of our competition. Mm-hmm. So, dear listeners, if you are creative writers, or if you're not writers, or if you're not creative, but you'd like to take part in our Finish Me Story competition, you are very welcome. You can visit our official group in VKontakte, which is vk.com/linguistov, and find the topic about the competition. You can find the beginning, the first paragraph to the story, and your task will be to complete the story.
You can also find all the information, the rules, and also the first sentences of this story.
The prizes.
And the prizes, and well, everything on our website, in the news section, and yes, in the blog section.
Yeah. So we do want to make this competition happen with your help. Every participant is welcome. By the way, we do not judge your grammar or your spelling skills. The only thing that matters is your imagination.
It's not important. Yeah, just the only thing that is important for us is that the plot must be exciting, interesting. It has to be made by you. It has some kind of a hint of a detective story.
You're welcome. The deadline is the 1st of February 2013. We will be waiting for your stories. More information is available in our website and in our group in VKontakte.
And what is the purpose of the language? Telling a story, giving a person your message.
Some message, yeah? Someone, yeah, yeah.
Giving the opportunity to
understand what you want.
Yes, and to express yourself. So all we want is for you to express yourself.
The diff- difference between a successful English learner and a person who is not successful enough is the absence of fear. When you're not afraid to make mistakes, when you're not afraid to be misunderstood, when you're not afraid to play with the language,
yes.
Sooner or later you will be successful. But if you are afraid, if you think, oh, that's not for me, oh, I'm only a beginner, oh, no, not for me, then it's not good. You need to change something in your approach. So we do encourage everyone to take part in this competition. We will be very happy. And by the way, the prizes are actually quite valuable.
They're very nice, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
they're very nice. Dear listeners, we do teach English on Skype. If you want to improve your English, or if you know someone who wants to improve their English, give them our link. It's www.linguistov.ru. We are certified English teachers who will be very happy to help you with your English acquisition.
Very nice, Aisha. Well done. Bravo. Bravissimo. Bravissimo.
Okay. All right. So, are we done?
Yes, we're done. Okay. I don't know. I will miss you, Aisha. I don't know. I want to talk to you more often.
I know. We will.
When will you come to Nabirjan Chumri?
Probably spring. I wanted to come for a new year. Yesterday I received my salary and I decided to buy train tickets, but there were no train tickets left. So, springtime. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Enjoy your Saturday.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.